The next patient is David Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. This is a clinical case of a 73-year-old, one male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The patient has an estimated EFR that is 23 mLs per minute with a creatinine of 2.8. The patient has serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The BUN is 39. This patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 316. Number two, the patient has a history of anemia. This anemia has been treated with iron infusions, injections of B12, and prograft shots. The anemia is followed at the Florida Cancer Center. Following number, the patient has evidence of the diabetes mellitus that is well controlled with hemoglobin A1c of 5.9. Following number, hyperuricemia that is much better controlled. The uric acid is 5.1. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin D on supplementation. Following number, the patient has a history of DVT that is anticoagulated with Eliquis. Following number, prostatism. He has a nocturia that is times four, and it takes a long time to empty the bladder. His primary care is going to evaluate him in June, and hopefully he will be able to refer him for a urology evaluation. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease on H2 blockers. The patient is going to be evaluated in about 4 months with laboratory workup. The patient is going to have a postvoid ultrasound to see what the residual is, and we reevaluate after that with laboratory workup. His body weight went up 4 pounds, and I am encouraging him to start losing weight. Period paragraph, we invested 7 minutes in the laboratory workup interpretation and comparison, in the face-to-face 16 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.